around the barrel, you call them.
That's the seed. That's right. Well, so we used to buy our flour in the wintertime. See, we buy our groceries in the wintertime. Then we buy a barrel of flour, a barrel of meal, can of lard, 100 pounds of sugar, 50 pounds of rice. We used to buy our groceries every winter.
These are called?
I call them hooks.
Hooks around the barrel?
Hooks around the barrel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is really something.
That is. So my wife put some paint on it. She painted.
And I used it here for a table.
Sure did.
Yeah.
That's an old barrel, I think, bought a thing long in 1930 century, I think it's in 30 century. That barrel, oh, way on around 40 years old. We just kept it here.
What else would you put in? Would you ever crush cane and boil it and make anything and sweet kind of stuff and put in there?
Well, we used to have a demonstrating lady used to come around once a year in the midsummer, and she had a can of precious can, I bet you call it. And we used to can up stuff, and snap beans and butter beans, all kind of field peas, you know.
Yeah.
Of course, that lasts about 3-4 years. They soon quit that. But what we do now, we cook our fruit. My wife, sometimes she canned peaches, but she preserved me, see, and put them in glass fruit jars. And sometimes she'll agitate them. You can table them, you see. In deep freeze. But see, we got a deep freeze, and wife, she take a picture and she'll peel them, you see, and slice them up and put them in these plastic bags and put them in deep freeze. They'll be good there from 1 year to the next. That's right, that saves a lot of time, you know. Mm-hmm. And we pick our peas, our crowd of peas and things, and we'll shell them out and put them in bags and put them in deep freeze. And they'll be fresh there from one season to the next. Put them in a sack, don't you? Fry sack.
Fry sack. Don't
wash
them. Just shell them in.
That's right.
And put them in the fry sack.
That's right.
If you don't wash them, you can pick them out one by one.
That's right.
They don't freeze together.
Well, you see, and then they, you know, we had to cook our stuff, or probably cane it. But now, you see, we got deep freezing now.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes we put coons in our deep freeze, and squirrels and rabbits and you know, fresh pork. It'll keep. Sure will. So,
what sort of things do you raise when you were younger?
Well, I used to raise hogs. You see, my daddy he let all his boys raised certain things. Now I was the one that raised the hogs. I was the one that raised the pigs. See, and my other brother, one of us, he raised chickens. And the other used to see about the stock. That's the mule, you know. We all had something we raised, you see. And I flew on a hog, you see. I had hogs. So did we. One time we had a hog about, I guess about that tall, and he's a little old boy, Pete, and we had him castrated, and so we got ready to kill him, and he's so heavy that we couldn't hang him up. We had to see him lay on the ground. We had to gut him on the ground. He's so big. I think he weighed around 600 pounds. Oh, he had hands about like that. Sure did.
What'd you gut him with?
We had a knife, ordinary butcher knife, you know. And see, we laid him on his back, you see. And just taking this knife and coming down the side of his backbone. See, his backbone is right in the center of him, you see. Then